USA Radio News.
Negotiations are still underway for Christine Blasey Ford, the college professor who accused Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her when they were both in high school, to tell her side of the story to the Senate Judiciary Committee. As the back and forth continues as far as who should testify first, Harvard Law professor Alan Dershowitz is having none of it.
It is so un-American to have the accuser testify after the accused. I have an op-ed coming out where I have six rules that have to govern these hearings. And the first rule is the accuser must go first, be subject to cross-examination. Then the accused has to go and be subject to cross-examination.
President Trump is having another one of his Make America Great Again rallies, this one in Springfield, Missouri, where the president is stumping for Josh Hawley, who he's hoping will replace Senator Claire McCaskill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The CDC's National Center for Health Statistics report the death rate for Americans has increased in 5 of the 12 leading causes. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
The report on mortality also examines when, why, and where Americans are dying. The latest figures show increases in 5 of the 12 leading causes, including injuries, Alzheimer's disease, suicide, chronic liver disease, as well as the life-threatening bloodstream poisoning condition known as septicemia. Another disturbing trend was the increase in the age-adjusted suicide rate, increasing by 23% from 2006 to 2016, up to 13.5 suicides for every 100,000. I'm John Clemens.
China said on Friday it was outraged over U.S. economic sanctions against a Chinese military agency and its director over the purchase of Russian fighter jets. The Russians also blasted the sanctions and said President Trump is playing with fire. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Floodwaters have caused the worst damage to North Carolina's hog farms in nearly two decades, with more than 5,000 animals dying and several thousand waste lagoons releasing pollutants into waterways. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar on some of the challenges that the farmers in North Carolina face.
After a significant flooding event like this, you've got effluent runoff coming from various hog, chicken farms that can be an issue. You have to be checking well water as well as public water supplies. We have got a significant team of an environmental response team from the Centers for Disease Control as well as the Food and Drug Administration that is ready to deploy. Now, the state and local governments take the lead here, but we're on standby, ready to deploy and be active to assist them in anything that they need, but we'll take our cues from the leadership in North Carolina and South Carolina here, but we've got the resources and we're ready, and you're right, this is a significant, important issue of public health.
This could be Bill Cosby's last weekend of freedom. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A sentencing hearing for the legendary comedian begins Monday in a Philadelphia suburb after Cosby was found guilty in April of drugging and sexually assaulting a former Temple University athletic staffer at his home in 2004. The sentencing hearing is expected to last 2 days. The 81-year-old Cosby could be sentenced to anything from probation to house arrest to several years in prison.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.